Back at Rice Field at Elkhart Central, the Mishawaka Cavemen taking on the Blazers tonight, and we are watching them toss the coin right now, or we're getting ready to watch them toss the coin anyway. Mishawaka has won the toss, and they have deferred, and so Elkhart Central will be starting with the football as we get set for an evening of football here at Rice Field. That means Central and Elkhart.
To start the game and defend the South.
As I said, Scott, this is a team, Elkhart Central, led by a new head coach, Josh Shattuck. They are 2-3 this year. He spent the last four seasons at Seymour High School before coming here, and his team made steady improvement every year. They went 0-10 in his first season to 2-8 the next year, and then 5-7, and then 8-4. Last year, so they made gradual improvement every year, and obviously that made him pretty attractive to Elkhart Central. Yeah.
And Seymour's got a good history under Joe Goodman, longtime coach down at Seymour, and I think it's good. I think Josh has brought something different to Elkhart Central. I think that's a good thing for him, and you know, there's still, I mean, it's still Tom Kurth and the Elkhart Central Blue Blazers for many, many years. And I think a lot of times right now, you know, that era has passed and it's time for a new one. And let's wish Josh all the best starting next week.
Dominic Davis and Desmond Dot Johnson are back deep, and Johnson takes it at his own 13-yard line on the far side of the field. Johnson scoots by a tackle, stays on his feet up to the 35, still on his feet, and he will finally be brought down at the 35-yard line. So a pretty good return of 21 yards for Desmond Johnson, one of their top receivers at Elkhart Central. Will start the football on the far hash mark, and they'll actually give him a little bit extra forward progress to the 36.
One thing Elkhart Central will always have is outstanding athletes.
And so the shadows are mostly over the field, but we can see the running back, Ricky Rocha, and the quarterback, Jackson Wiltfong, shading their eyes, looking over to the sideline on the near side of the field. Three receivers to the near side of the handoff. Goes for Rocha. Rocha will be stood up as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Again, of a yard, but that's about it on first down.
Trips to the field. They had a run-pass option. They come to the line of scrimmage without a huddle. They get their two choices. And then they look over to the sideline, and then the signal, whether first or second play, comes in after they see where Mishawaka is going to align.
And they keep staring over at the sideline for the play. The play clock down to 7 seconds, second down and 10. He didn't get any yards on that last play. Man in motion to the near side. They will throw to the near side. It'll be incomplete, though. He was looking for Kyron Pearson. It'll be third and 10 for the Blazers.
To run a little tunnel screen, little wide receiver tunnel screen, put a back in motion that was going to be a kick-out block. The ball, it's a tough throw. People don't realize that bubble screen or that wide receiver screen, you got to hit a moving target. That's not an easy thing to do.
Three receivers near side on third and 10. Back to throw. And now firing a spiral over the middle. It is juggled and it is dropped. He had Desmond Johnson behind the linebackers there at the Mishawaka 40-yard line. It is incomplete, though. And Central will send the punt team on the field.
Well, Wiltfong threw the ball where he had to. Mishawaka had a nice drop by their inside linebackers, and Wiltfong threw it in the window. The wide receiver couldn't quite get there. Three and out.
Donovan Snyder and C.J. Fisher back deep to receive the punt, and it is a fake, and it's going to be caught. It's going to be short, though, at the 43-yard line, and that's where Mishawaka will take over. After the fake punt did not work for Elkhart Central.
Snap to the up back. The up back threw a little pop pass or a dump to the tight end. and Mishawaka had it defended. They covered the eligible receivers, and this is a big turnover to start the game.
And so Mishawaka starts out at the Elkhart Central 43-yard line. First and 10, no score. We are just underway here in the first quarter. Central went three and out and then came up short by 3 yards on the fake punt as they tried it right away. Harness is in the backfield. He will take the dive, and Harness plunges across the 40-yard line as he picks up close to 4 yards on first down.
Obviously, Sean, you try the fake punt early in the game to try and catch Mishawaka off balance, but you're also sending that message that we're not sure we can stop their offense.
Brody Robinette is the receiver out to the right side. Donovan Snyder out to the left. Second down and 7 after a pickup of 3. And Harness takes the dive again, and this time he goes left, and he puts his shoulder into a defender as he crosses the 30 and picks up a Mishawaka. First down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
About 11-yard run off left guard. And as you said, first down
at the 28.
Up to the 28-yard line, so it does pick up 11 yards, and Mishawaka is moving right away, picking up yardage on their first two plays. As the play clock winds, and again it is Harness, and Harness dives the ball across the 25-yard line as he picks up a nice gain on first down.
Taking advantage of left guard, they're running it a little bit wider, almost an outside veer, but they've found something right now at left guard, and they are exploiting it.
Second and 5 at the 23 for the Cavemen. Isaiah Evans went in motion out of the left halfback spot, but then stopped and came back. And it's going to be another dive in there as Harness gets the ball all the way down inside the 15 that time.
That time they ran midline, ran it right up the center's butt. Big hole and a big gain.
So it'll be first and 10, another first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage as Mishawaka takes its time. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. Harness the fullback with all the yardage so far for the Caveman, and he takes it again, and he goes over one defender inside the 10, shy of the 5-yard line. Well, they're having their way inside in those A-gaps right now with Harness just plunging left and this time right as he picks up 5 yards once again down to the 8.
4 yards, 11 yards, 5 yards, 10 yards, and 5. Don't stop.
Nope, picking them up pretty good right now, and it is second down and 5, and here's Harness once again tripped as he crosses the 5-yard line. He will be close to first down yardage. Let's see where they spot him.
Not signaling a first down, so it's going to be a little short. Third down and a yard.
So they will put him at the 4-yard line where it is third and 1. And again, it will be Harness in the backfield, and he has had, again, every carry so far. He came into this game leading the Cavemen with 523 yards. Here's Shively, the quarterback, on the keeper. Goes right behind the center, and he'll be up close to the 1-yard line where he has a first down.
Samuel Shively on the keeper.
Yep, first ball carrier, other than the fullback, is the quarterback sneak on third and short.
First down, first and goal.
And it, now a first and goal from the 2-yard line. Third first down of the drive, Sean.
Brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage once again. So it is first and goal, and Harness comes out, and they line up in a wishbone set behind Shively with Blake Brown as the fullback. The give is to Kalen Beck. Kalen Beck at the goal line. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
Cameron only had 2 yards to get,
2 yards for the,
and just got about 2 and a quarter.
That's right.
Just snuck it in, but nice drive. And the important thing about that, Sean, is Elkhart Central tried to trick you. You stopped them. Now you have to take advantage. It's just like a turnover. You gotta control the sudden change. Mishawaka did. Great opening drive.
Mishawaka marches right downfield, 43 yards.
And they will go for two.
Yes, they do, and it is Blake Brown as the fullback behind Sam Shively, and the ball is on the left hash mark for the Cavemen. As they set up, Brown takes the handoff, dives into the pile, and he will be stood up and pushed back. So the run is no good. And Mishawaka has a 6-0 lead with 7:53 to play in the first quarter. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football presented by Midland Engineering on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. 6-0 Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central after an 8-play 43-yard touchdown drive capped by a 2-yard run by Cameron Kalenbeck, Desmond Johnson, Karen Pearson, and Dominic Davis are the deep men. Davis is in the center of the field back at his own 1-yard line. And Johnson and Pearson are out wide of the hash marks, between the hash marks and the numbers at the 10. Here comes the kickoff by Ryan Watt, and it will go to the far side of the field once again to Desmond Johnson, who jogs up to the 20-yard line. Johnson with a stutter step outside, now cuts back into the middle of the field. Johnson still on his feet, crosses the 25-yard line. Two good kickoff returns by Desmond Johnson, and we see Mishawaka typically will squib the ball and not give a lot of field position, but their first two kickoffs they have kicked deep to Elkhart Central.
Yeah, not real full speed ahead type returns, but Johnson is very elusive, picking his hold, making people miss by the narrowest margins, and got a nice return.
The quarterback is Jackson Wiltfong. Ricky Rocha, the running back, is behind him. Wiltfong takes the snap, fires it out to Corandillo at the 30. Corandillo gets up shy of the 40-yard line, around the 38, where he's brought down, but not before picking up an Elkhart Central first down.
Pickup of about 12 yards on the play. On the pass, Mishawaka playing a soft cover three that time.
Good for 12 yards and a blazer.
And again, Elkhart Central takes its time. They get up to the line of scrimmage, and they look to the sideline for the play call based on what Elkhart Central sees from the defense. The quick pass goes out to Kieran Pearson on the far side of the field. Pearson crosses the 40, and he's up around the 45-yard line of Elkhart Central as the Blazers get a gain on that play as well. They went three and out, didn't pick up any yards until the fake punt on their first possession, and they are moving here now in the second drive.
Pickup of 7.
And once again, the Elkhart Central offense waits for the Blazer coach to make the play call. Everyone's wearing blue down there, like you see those Notre Dame guys wearing red when they make the play calls. But the coach stands far off to the side, and up to the 50-yard line goes Wiltfong, the quarterback, and he has another Blazer first down.
Pickup of 5 yards on the quarterback keeper after he faked what appeared to be a little zone run.
6-0 Mishawaka leads. Elkhart Central on its second possession, and if you're listening in the Michiana area, you know it's hot, and you know it's hot out there for them tonight. Elkhart Central wearing all navy blue, Mishawaka wearing white tops, white helmets, and maroon pants. It's another keeper by Wiltfong. Started to the middle. Now the ball comes out. Mishawaka dives for it. Did he recover before they went out of bounds? They say he did.
Very, very close. The ball was on the sideline. As the Mishawaka player dove on it, his knees and feet were clearly in bounds. If the ball was when he fell on top of it, it is a good call.
And it looked like Aaron LaCloyce, who was able to jump on it. Wiltfong had a nice gain on that play, but the ball, and it almost looked like he hit it off his knee or something as much as anything. Now, we do have a central player down on the field. I was just about to say prior to that play that it is hot, and you know it's hot for those players out there wearing the pads and all their uniforms, so hopefully it's just a cramp or something like that. But they are checking on an Elkhart Central offensive lineman right now who is down in the field, so we will take a timeout as well. Mishawaka will get the ball back, leading 6-0 here in the first quarter with 6:03 on the clock in the first. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football presented by Midland Engineering on WSBT. 6-0, Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central with 6:03 to play in the first quarter. Play fake, a spiral down the middle of the field, and Sam Shively overthrows Donovan Snyder, who was behind the Central secondary. Just fired that one off a little too early.
Yeah, and a little more air underneath it maybe, but that what they did right now, I mean, if they completed, it's a touchdown.
Yep.
But they have loosened up the secondary a little bit and made them a little bit more pass conscious.
Second down and 10, Caveman at their own 42-yard line. Motion, Evans, harness right up the middle, into the open field, across the 50, across the 40, down inside the 30, where he's finally brought down by two Blazers. But a big pickup for Chris Harness and the Cavemen on second down.
About 32 yards on the carry.
Snyder and Johnson make the stop now before he's inside the 30 down to the 27.
And a stop by Desmond Johnson to prevent the touchdown.
So first and 10 for the Cavemen, and that first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. And a play fake to Harness, wide open is Isaiah Evans into the end zone. He trips and falls in. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
27-yard touchdown pass from Shively to Evans. Looked to me like Evans lined up as a halfback and just ran a little wheel route, and he was wide open.
Well, and Mishawaka didn't hesitate either, because that play fake to Donovan Snyder, then they got that big gain of 32 yards by Chris Harness on the next play, and then they play faked to him again, and Evans was just wide open over there after that play fake inside to Chris Harness. Now, again, they will line up in the wishbone set, and it'll be Blake Brown as the fullback with Kalen Beck and Evans as the two tailbacks behind him. Brown will take it across the goal line for two, and Mishawaka leads 14-0 after they convert the two-point try. This time they did not convert it after their first touchdown by Cameron Kalen Beck. So the two halfbacks have scored, Kalen Beck and Evans, in different ways. A two-yard run earlier by Kalen Beck and a 27-yard touchdown pass from Shively to Evans for the next score. 14-0, 5:36 to play here in the first quarter. Let's take another timeout. This is Mishawaka Football on WSBT.
Sonic's Cheeseburger and Handmade Onion Rings have been a classic duo for years. Almost as long as these classic duos, we can't legally say. Like Bonnie and Jekyll and Romeo and with Sonic's Car Hop Classic, you can get a cheeseburger and onion rings for $2.99. It's hey, you weren't supposed to bleep that part of. Seriously, can we stop with the bleeps? The Sonic Car Hop Classic for $2.99. It's that's worse. Okay, I kind of like that one. Tax not included. See menu for details. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Somewhere, an adult man is being forced to spend his Saturday at an art fair. He's barraged by remarks of Liechtenstein and coerced into eating bruschetta while his pleas for chili fries go unanswered. Perhaps you are this man. If so, Little Brothers are standing by to free you from your self-made prison and become outlets for your vast knowledge of sports and deep-fat fried foods. Visit BigBrothersBigSisters.org. I repeat, visit BigBrothersBigSisters.org to get help today.
Dominic Davis, Desmond Johnson, Karen Pearson back deep again for Elkhart Central. It's going to come to Pearson at the 16-yard line. Pearson, middle of the field. Pearson across the 35, up close to the 37-yard line. As he wasn't quite as fancy as Johnson with his stutters and his cutbacks. He just found a little seam there and found some yardage on that return.
Well, Mishawaka has taken advantage of two turnovers. One, the fake punt that was short, and second, the fumble. And that's a sign of a good football team to be able to control the sudden change like they did. Right now, Elkhart Central's best offense is the kick return, and that's never a good sign.
The fumble recovery by Mishawaka on Central's last possession, just the second fumble recovery by the Cavemen this season. Looked like some procedure, and the flags finally fly late. It was a handoff up the middle to Rocha, but this is going to come back. The receiver in the slot on the left side started and then stopped, and another man was coming in motion at the same time.
Can only do that in Canada.
In Canada, they lined up 20 yards deep and just sprint to the line of scrimmage.
They got that extra guy, too.
That's right. 5.5 to play in the first quarter. 14-0. Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central. Two receivers left, two receivers right for the Blazers. And it will be first and 15 back at their own 31. Wilt Fong passes to Quarren Dillo out to the near side. Quarren Dillo across the 35 and around the 38-yard line. We'll see where they officially mark him.
A pickup about 7, but with the penalty, it's still going to leave them with about a 2nd and 8, Sean. And I said earlier that Mishawaka was playing a soft cover 3. I lied. It looks like a quarters. They're lining up in half coverage, but the corners are playing soft, like a cover 4. They're not going to get beat deep.
Fake handoff. Now a sweep coming around to the near side. It is sniffed out, though, by C.J. Fisher, who makes the tackle. He might have got a yard out of it. Not much more off the handoff to the wide receiver, Desmond Johnson.
Looked like a play that had some potential. They ran little jet sweep, and Fisher came from his safety spot and ran it down. Nice play.
He got to the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be 3rd and 8 for Elkhart Central. Wilt Fong, the quarterback, got down in the stance looking for the snap, then looked over to the sideline for the change of the play. Rocha is behind him at a 3-point stance. Wilt Fong to pass. He skips it out there to the right. It is caught, and then going backwards was the Elkhart Central receiver. And that is going to be Arian Sims, who made the catch. He's going to be shy of the first down by a couple of yards, though.
Yeah, very close to the first down where he originally caught it, but good pursuit by Mishawaka to keep him from getting the yards after the catch.
They spot him at the 44-yard line where it's 4th and 2. Central lines up to punt. Remember, they faked the punt their first time, and they were not able to convert it. Kaiser to punt. It is away, and it is going to be taken by Donovan Snyder. Snyder across the 30 to the 31-yard line for the Cavemen, and that's where Mishawaka will start its third possession of the night.
36-yard punt. And about an 11-yard return.
So it is 1st and 10 Cavemen at their yard line. 3:12 to play in the first quarter. Mishawaka on top of Elkhart Central by a score of 14-0 here in the first quarter.
Mishawaka's worst field position of the night. They scored on their first two drives. Still 3 minutes to go in this quarter. Seems like a long one, doesn't it?
It does. All those passes. Handoff to Harness. He will take it up to the 35-yard line. A gain of 4 for the fullback, Chris Harness, on first down.
The ball just outside the 35. Make it down 5. Keeper on the stop.
So they go right back to Old Faithful to Chris Harness, who coming into this game was averaging 6.4 yards per carry, 5 touchdown runs this season. Just 7 carries for 45 yards against Clay last week. Bart Curtis got the reserves in early in that one. Here's Harness nearly into open field. He gets it up to the 45-yard line for a first down after a pickup of 10. And that first down, again, is presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
10-yard gain, and they're still taking advantage with the fullback. What that means is those defensive tackles are not closing down Elkhart Central in a 5-2 cover 4 look, or the safeties are inverted by the time the safeties are there to make the tackle, it's about a 7-yard gain.
Here's Harness again working his way across midfield all the way up to the Blue Blazer 48-yard line.
Spotted at the 48-yard line. Moravik on the stop. Second down.
One thing about Bart, he don't get bored. He don't get bored. He will run this fullback until you stop him. That ball doesn't weigh much.
Nope, and Chris Harness is having his way in the middle right now. And this time it'll be Shively to keep it into the middle. Now, started back out to the left. He crossed the 45. He has first down yardage before being brought down. Another first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage as Shively gets it on the keeper.
Good for Mishawaka, first down.
So Mishawaka just keeps driving the football. First and 10 at the Elkhart Central 44-yard line. Bradley and Snyder are the receivers. There's Harness once again. Dives right up the middle across the 40, up around the 38-yard line.
Inside the 40.
Yeah, other than the incomplete pass.
Pick up of 7.
And the 2-yard touchdown and the 3-yard first down. Everything has gone for 4 yards or more. That is an efficient offense.
Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Shively keeps it and goes left. He leaps over a defender across the 35-yard line where he has another caveman first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. This one is going to be at the 33, it looks like, after another caveman first down.
First down.
We have an official's timeout as well after that play.
The ball is at the 32-yard line.
Sean, remember we talked about it during a timeout that the officials have the option to call timeout because of the weather and give both teams an opportunity to get some water and rest. But I'm not sure that's what it was.
Well, they did substitute a player there. Drew Huxhold, who's just 5'10 and 195. Comes out, and Stephen Lott, 6'3", 335, goes in at the nose for Mishawaka. Yeah, so I don't know if what it was. But
could very well be that the umpire just said, we need to take a look at this young lad.
Pitch coming to the near side. Evans in the open field. Evans cuts inside across the 20, and it's going to come back. It looks like a flag. Probably a holding call on Mishawaka as Evans crossed the 15. The flag was back at the 20-yard line.
Ran a little counter option. That's the first time we saw that tonight. It went for a big gain, but as you said, it will come back. I assume that the flag is on the wide receiver.
Kalen Back was out there in space around where the official threw that flag, so it'll come back. 15.3 seconds to play in the first quarter. They'll mark it back at the 30-yard line after the holding call, where it will be first and 10. He had first down yardage, so they give him that, and then they bring it back. It'll be on the near hash mark as well as the clock starts with 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. And let's see if Mishawaka just lets it wind down or if they'll call a play here with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Shively does get it off, and he hands it to Harness, who dives right that time. So maybe that substitution paid off a little bit, because big Stephen Lott at 335 is still in at the nose, and Harness with one of his shortest gains of the night as he takes it up to the 28-yard line. We will take a timeout as the first quarter comes to a close. It is Mishawaka 14, Elkhart Central nothing, with the Cavemen driving once again on their third possession of the evening. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football presented by Midland Engineering Company, a Michiana sports leader, 96.1 FM WSBT. Mishawaka with the football, second down and six coming up for the Cavemen at the Elkhart Central 28-yard line. Mishawaka leads 14-0 with a dominant ground game and a pass play or two mixed in the first quarter to go up by two touchdowns early on. Handoff goes to Harness right back up the middle. A pickup of just 2 yards on first down, gets closer to 3 yards that time on second down.
Little bit of a bobble on the snap. And that might have had something to do with the timing, I thought. But third down and a couple, and Mishawaka's definitely in four down territory.
Third down and two, and this will be a keeper by Shively. Shively has first down yardage, gets past a tackler, inside the 10, still on his feet and down to the 5-yard line where he's finally brought down. That'll pick a pickup of 19 yards for Sam Shively, and it'll bring up first and goal for the Cavemen right at the 5-yard line.
That is the fourth first down of this drive that started at their own 31.
They break the huddle to the Cavemen. Donovan Snyder out to the right. Bradley Taylor out to the left. Evans is the left halfback. Kalen Beck the right halfback. Shively under center. Harness the fullback. Takes the dive and drives those legs forward down to the 1-yard line.
Harness the one.
And this is why there have been so many. We've had to wait on all these touchdown calls this year because they've been in these situations where they've been so close, just methodically driving downfield, and they have it second and goal now at the 1-yard line. 10.5 minutes to play in the first half. It's homecoming night here at Elkhart Central. Shively under center. Evans goes in motion. Harness dives over the pile, stays on his feet. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
Sean, this is the first time I've seen the Cavemen since Valparaiso, and obviously the Vikings are pretty darn good.
I mean,
they've established that fact, but Bart is exactly right. Their offense has gotten better. They're becoming much more efficient, and they're perfect tonight.
They line up to go for two. Here is Evans into the middle. He jumps for the goal line. No signal. And Evans does not get in, so Evans is stopped at the goal line. Second time tonight that Mishawaka has missed on a two-point run. They are 1 out of 3 on their conversions tonight, but they lead 20-0 after the 1-yard touchdown run by Chris Harness. Let's take a timeout with Mishawaka leading Elkhart Central 20-0. This is Caveman Football on WSBT. Deep man again for Elkhart Central are Desmond Johnson, Karen Pearson, and Dominic Davis. It is Davis in the middle of the field with Johnson and Pearson out between the hash marks and the numbers on the outside. Johnson has a couple of longer returns. Pearson had one that was not bad himself of 20-plus yards last time. Here comes the kickoff, sidewinding, middle of the field. And this time it's going to be Dominic Davis back near the 10. Davis across the 20, 25, straight up the middle. And Dominic Davis is finally tackled by Noah Staten after crossing the 30-yard line.
That was one tackle away.
Stafford saved that touchdown. The ball.
It absolutely was. And as I said, the other two guys kind of a little bit more dazzling, especially Johnson, but that was just straight ahead running there.
Yeah, two guys danced and the other guy rocked and rolled. this is a key drive for Elkhart Central right now. They've got to get some points on the board to keep this game close.
They trail 20-0. It'll be a quarterback keeper by Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong up to the 45-yard line where he is brought down by Isaiah Evans.
Wilt Fong out to the 45.
Well, you're right about that. And interesting that Isaiah Evans is out there at safety because Bart Curtis was talking about with the heat that he was looking at two platoon and didn't really want to play too many guys two ways, but Evans has been on the field for every offensive snap, and he's back there just about every defensive snap as well.
Yeah, I think we'll see some more substituting as the game goes on, but the coaches are definitely aware of the heat.
Wilt Fong picked up 7 yards. Here's the handoff to Rocha. He crosses the line of scrimmage, gets a couple of yards out of it, does the central running back a pickup of 2. Will bring up 3rd and short. So it'll be 3rd down and 1 for Central at their own 47-yard line, trailing Mishawaka 20-0 with 9:12 to play in the first half.
Central has had success throwing the quick little hitch and out.
Motion, and the handoff goes to Rocha, and that will be right at the marker for the first down. He has it. Rocha, after a couple of short runs, 1st and 10, he got exactly what he needed, 1 yard, 1st and 10 at the 48.
Only their 3rd first down of the first half.
Watt and Huston on the tackle.
So 1st and 10, Central at its own 48. Wilt Fong, the quarterback, gets the play from the sideline. He fakes the pitch to Rocha, keeps it himself, and goes up the middle. He crosses midfield and will be stopped at the Mishawaka 46.
Well, that's one of the plays that Bart was worried about. This little the quarterback counter fakes. In that case, he faked the pitch out, had flow, fast flow going that way, and then Wilt Fong kept the ball and found space up the middle for a nice 6-yard run.
The play gained 6 yards, so it's 2nd down and 4 at the Mishawaka 46-yard line. And Wilt Fong will keep it himself, and he fumbles again. Ball on the field. Who's got it? It looks like Central was able to recover. He fumbled earlier on a nice gain that he had in the first quarter, and that ball knocked away from him again there. It'll be 3rd down.
It would have been close to a 1st down again, but as you said, Sean, took a good hit. The ball came out. It wound up being a gain of about 1, but I don't know. You know, sometimes on hot nights like this, that ball gets sweaty.
Yep.
A little bit harder to hold on. Your forearms are sweaty. Your hands are sweaty.
Usually this is week 1, week 2 weather
exactly
that they've got. We're in week 6 right now. It hasn't been nearly this hot this season. Players have been fortunate. The play clock winding down, and finally Elkhart Central is going to call a timeout. They were a little bit late getting the play in from the sideline. 7:46 to play in the second quarter, 20-0. Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central. 3rd down coming up after this timeout on WSBT. 4th and 3 at the 45 for Mishawaka. Quarterback keeper by Jackson Wilt Fong up the middle. He's close to 1st down yardage.
I think he's got it, Sean. It's the same play that they used a little bit earlier where he gives a little fake to the quick pitch and then takes it on his own and kind of runs it almost as a quarterback draw, if you will. That there's he's got his option of where that ball is going to go.
Up to the Mishawaka 42-yard line where it's 1st and 10. Wilt Fong, the quarterback, again looks to the Elkhart Central sideline for the play call. 7:38 to play here in the first quarter, and the clock has not been running after that 1st down. Run play in the middle of the field.
Wilt Fong
kept it himself and did not get much out of it. There's a flag in the backfield as well, and it's going to be holding against Elkhart Central.
I was just going to say this is the deepest penetration that Elkhart Central has had tonight. They got it up to the Mishawaka 42. But now on this play, they're going to be back in Elkhart Central territory. And this is a 10-yard hold.
Back to the Blazer 43.
This is a big...
First and 25.
That was a 15-yard penalty, yeah, wasn't it? I didn't see a personal foul, did you?
Hold. But, and it's a, yeah, I don't know if it was a spot foul.
So this is all the way back to the Elkhart Central 43, where it's first and 25. Wilt Fong throws it into the backfield. It is caught by Rocho, the running back, on the far sideline. He'll pick up maybe 5 yards out of it, but not a lot on a little flip over there to the left.
Sean, I'm sitting next to one of the area's best officials, Billy Joe Sarukas, who is up here spotting or scouting for the IHSAA, watching officials. And he said it was a spot foul, and the hold was 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So it was a good call.
It didn't seem like the flag was closer to the line, so that would make sense, though. Handoff on a jet sweep coming to the near side. Nothing there for Desmond Johnson. Johnson gets just a yard after running close to 30 yards on that play to the near sideline.
Good pursuit by Mishawaka to chase that down. As long as you've got somebody running east and west towards the sidelines, you're okay.
17.
They can run 30 yards east and west, just don't go north and south.
Third down and 19 for Elkhart Central at their own 48-yard line.
Trips to the field.
5:58 to play in the half as Jackson Wilt Fong gets that play from the sideline. And again, we're going to have an Elkhart Central timeout. They just took too long to relay the play in, and that'll be the second Elkhart Central timeout of the first half. 5:37 to play in the first half, 20-0 Mishawaka. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka football on WSB. Thank you very much, Matt Embry. Matt will have all those scores updated again at halftime, and Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard has a halftime interview as well coming up for you. Halftime here at Elkhart Central, so we'll probably have an extended halftime here tonight. It is 3rd and 19 for the Blazers at their own 48. Wilt Fong from the shotgun fires to the near sideline. It is going to be caught down the sideline. 10-5, touchdown. That is Arian Sims. They faked it inside a little bit, and Sims had a defender right there with him, but he went up and over him, made the grab, and then waltzed the rest of the way. A 52-yard touchdown strike for Elkhart Central.
Yeah, I don't think Mishawaka could have played position any better, but Sims jumped over and made the catch where the Mishawaka player stayed on the ground, and that was the difference. And that was a big drive for Elkhart Central. They needed that to keep this game close.
They line up with a swinging gape and now come up to kick the extra point. It splits the uprights, and the Blazers are on the board after the long touchdown pass of 52 yards. It's now 20-7 Mishawaka as Central converts a 3rd and 19 into a 52-yard touchdown. Let's take a timeout, then back with kickoff on WSBT. C.J. Fisher and Donovan Snyder are back deep to receive the kick for the Cavemen, and Snyder takes it on the near side, comes to the middle field, across the 20, still on his feet, up near the 22-yard line. 7, Mishawaka leads after Elkhart Central connected on a 52-yard touchdown pass, and we have a Caveman down on the field after that kickoff return by Donovan Snyder.
Good coverage by Elkhart Central. Sean, the good teams respond, and we've talked about that a lot. So let's see how Mishawaka is going to react to the Elkhart Central touchdown and how well their offense comes back. I talked to Bart before the game. I said, Bart, give me three guys you got to stop. He said, I really like their quarterback. He was impressed with Rocha, their running back, and he said Sims can catch everything. Well, he showed us, yeah, he can.
Gavin Hoskins is the player on the field, flat on his back for the Cavemen, being attended to.
Nose guard.
So he is down, and we will take another timeout with Mishawaka leading Elkhart Central 20-7 with 5:21 to play here in the first half. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSB. So Gavin Hoskins is being helped up off the field after being down at that kickoff, and that's the second player where they've had to take time tonight, and again, you hope that it's just kind of the heat, maybe a little bit of cramping or something like that as he walks off gingerly. Get over there, and hopefully it's just a matter of getting some extra fluids in him. But they're hot and sweaty tonight, that's for sure. Mishawaka with the football at its own 18-yard line on top, 20-7, 5:21 to play here in the first half. Pass down the middle of the field, and it is going to be caught by Kalen Beck. Kalen Beck eluded a couple of tacklers and then spun his way back to the outside to the 50-yard line.
32-yard pass play thrown into double coverage. But Kalen Beck was the only one that turned around and saw the football.
They're actually going to mark him at the 48-yard line. Well, that's the second time tonight we've seen a long pass play by Mishawaka as they go to a little play action. The handoff goes to Harness. Harness dives across the 50-yard line into Elkhart Central territory to the 49.
The territory at the 49. Pickup of three. Second down, seven.
That previous first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Pickup of 3 yards. Second and seven, Mishawaka at the Central 49. Mishawaka leading 20-7.
Mishawaka scored on their first three drives. This is their fourth time with the football.
Harness on the dive, and Harness across the 40 all the way up around the 38-yard line. Looked like he got clothesline there at the end as he was brought down.
It was a funny-looking tackle. I don't know if it was almost looked like it could have been a horse collar or a face mask. Just by the way that the runner went down, but no call from the official.
His head kind of jerked back there as he was finally brought down. He'll stay in the ball game. And another Kevin Putz First Midwest Mortgage first down. Harness dives and works his way off to the left before being brought down. And that big nose guard, Stephen Lott, who came in earlier when that timeout was taken late in the first quarter, he hustles his way off the field, the 335-pound senior.
Steve Lott on that last tackle.
Pickup of three for Harness on that last play. Second down and seven, Cavemen with a football at the 35. Shively keeps it himself and goes right, tripped up. He will get up to the 30-yard line.
Ricky Rocha.
Elkhart Central is doing a nice job of rotating defensive linemen. Unfortunately, none of them are finding a whole lot of success. Mishawaka is having their way in the running game.
Third down and two, Cavemen. The football just shy of the 30. Donovan Snyder out to the left. Bradley Taylor out to the right. Evans and Kalen Beck are the halfbacks. Chris Harness is the fullback. Sam Shively under center. Motion and the handoff as Harness leaps up in the air and crawls his way up to the 25-yard line for another Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first down.
Murray brought him down out before he gets to the Blazers.
I've seen Harness leave his feet, I think, more tonight than I've seen him do it all season long
so far.
Well,
Sean, a lot of the Elkhart Central defensive linemen are just diving at their gap and keep Mishawaka's linemen from getting onto the linebackers. But the linebackers aren't coming up and making the tackles either. So right now, it's not an effective technique.
Another dive by Harness. Picks up 3 yards. Up to the 22. Well, you're absolutely right. Between the two, if the linemen are going to do their job plugging that hole, the linebackers have to get in there. Obviously, the backers are playing pretty wide. Now, the toss goes out to the right side to Isaiah Evans as it gets across the 15, and they'll mark it right at the 15, Isaiah close Evans to first down yardage.
Another first down. That's the fourth of this drive that started at their own 18, aided by a big 30-yard pass play right off the bat on first down.
Pickup of 7 makes it first and 10, Mishawaka. At the 15, with just under 2 to play in the first half, the Cavemen lead 20-7 here at Elkhart Central. Motion Evans, Shively keeps it himself, comes back to the left, and he'll be tackled from behind at the 11.
Good read by Shively on the counter option. I'm sure he wanted to pitch it. He faked the ball to the right, spun around, and ran option to the left. And his first inclination was to pitch the ball. But the defensive end took that away, and he turned up and made a nice 3-4 yard gain.
Second down and 7, and there's Harness once again, working right up
Harness
the middle.
The 10.
Harness crosses the 10. Let's see where they're going to spot him. It's going to be a timeout taken by Mishawaka. Third down coming up for the Cavemen. They lead 20-7 with a minute 15 to play in the first half. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman football on WSBT. Third down and 4 for Mishawaka coming up with the football at the 9 of Elkhart Central. So third down coming up. Shively under center. Chris Harness, the fullback, is behind him. Some motion, and there goes Harness right up the middle once again to the end zone.
9 yards.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Mishawaka. Well, I saw him cross the goal line. I didn't know if he was down. No, again, that delayed call, but Harness with a 9-yard touchdown run.
The line judge did signal a touchdown, but he was the only one. I didn't see a signal by the referee. But you're kind of blocked out by the pole down.
Yeah, that's right. So Harness's second touchdown run of the night. This one from 9 yards. His first was from just a yard away. Mishawaka for the fourth time will go for 2 after the touchdown. They lead 26-7 here, trying to extend that. Play fake as Shively rolls to the right. He was looking for Harness. And it looks like we're probably going to have a pass interference call at the goal line.
Half the distance to the goal, and one more untimed down.
The fake that time went to the halfback, Kalen Beck, as Kalen Beck came from right halfback position and went to the left, and then Shively with a little boot roll back to the right. Harness was covered closely and too closely by the Elkhart Central defender. They call pass interference, and Mishawaka gets another crack at it. They'll line up in a wishbone set this time. The handoff goes to Evans. He'll cross the goal line for the two-pointer.
When they got down to the 1.5 on the penalty, that's when Mishawaka brought in the big bodies and their full house offense. So they're only 2 of 4 on extra points. Actually, they've picked up all 4. Does that make sense?
It does.
28-7.
It all works out on the averages at the end. A minute 11 to play here in the first half. 28-7. Mishawaka leading Central. Let's take a timeout on WSBT. All right. Thank you very much, Matt. Matt will update that game and more coming up at halftime. A minute 11 to go in the first half here. 28-7. Mishawaka leading. Chris Harness with a pair of touchdown runs. Sam Shively with a touchdown pass to Isaiah Evans. And Kalen back with a touchdown as well. Here's Pearson on the far side of the field as he
Pearson
picks it up and then gets dropped. Not as much of a return at that time as Pearson is dropped around the 33.
Tried to squib it and get a couple extra bounces, but it was more of a line drive, and that thing was returned in a hurry. Good coverage by Mishawaka to hold Elkhart Central to the 33.
A minute 4 to play here in the first half. The Cavemen lead 28-7. Central with a football at its own 33. Wilt Fong back to throw. Now fires it deep. Near side, and it is going to be possibly broken up. Incomplete anyway. Desmond Johnson was behind Mishawaka's defensive backfield, but just a little bit underthrown by Wilt Fong.
Yeah. Johnson ran by everybody, but outran his quarterback's arm.
And I would imagine Mishawaka will play it a little deeper. Remember, Sims got the 52-yard touchdown pass the last time Elkhart Central had the football. Second and 10 now, Blazers at their own 33, 57.8 seconds to play in the first half. Wilt Fong with a quick out this time to Johnson. Johnson in open field, cuts out, cuts back inside. Those little moves that he puts on, and he's up to the 40-yard line.
Pick up about 7. We'll leave 3rd and 3. Just a little quick bubble screen out here, hoping that Johnson could break loose, but good coverage and pursuit by Mishawaka.
3rd and 3, and the clock is running as Central makes the play call from the near sideline. Quick out to Johnson on the left. Johnson with a little cut back inside. He crosses midfield and gets it up to the Mishawaka 48-yard line.
In the Mishawaka territory.
A pickup of about 10 yards on that play and an Elkhart Central first down. It was a bubble screen that time to Trips.
First down at the 48.
Ball on the far hash mark with Central moving left to right. They're going to clock the ball. They spike it with 15.2 seconds to play in the first half.
Elkhart Central, remember, had to take 2 timeouts earlier in the half because couldn't get the play in on time.
Now where you are right here, 15.2 seconds left. You'd obviously like to be able to save that if you can, if you get a deep pass downfield. But they're actually going to, well, Mishawaka's going to take a timeout, rather. So the Cavemen take time.
Mishawaka's in a little bit of a quandary right here. If I play too soft, then they're going to put the ball in the hands of outstanding wide receivers and let them run. If they tighten down, now the ball gets thrown over your head. So
that's happened a couple times.
Yeah.
Now.
So right now, I think Greg Smith is talking to them about keeping the ball in front and inside with only 1 timeout. They'll take their chances and rally to the football.
The pass is what has hurt the Mishawaka defense this season. Adams quarterback Ira Armstead had 5 touchdown passes a couple of weeks ago against Mishawaka. So it'll be Trips to the right, 1 to the left from the shotgun. Wilt Fong, he fakes the out. He passes it underneath. It's going to be caught still on his feet. Inside the 30 goes Pearson.
The clock will stop on the first down.
So they have 8.3, and they can clock it again if they want to here with that timeout. Under center, Wilt Fong takes it. He spikes it immediately.
Yeah, the ball was not blown ready for play. The referee still had his hand up, so no time should have gone off the clock.
And it didn't. 28-7, Mishawaka, Wilt Fong under center, and now they did whistle it, and
I don't know if that was an incomplete pass or a fumbled snap. But
he did
Wilt Fong did do the smart thing, pick it up, and definitely grounded the ball.
Yeah.
But I think that first was a bobble.
So 7.2 seconds left. It'll be 2nd down and 10 for the Blazers. Corandillo, Pearson, and Johnson are out to the left, and Mishawaka is going to take another timeout.
Timeout, Mishawaka.
So Mishawaka trying to play it sure, but kind of helping out Elkhart Central here, because Elkhart Central looking a little unsteady as they try to run this two-minute drill here, getting it upfield.
It's a good timeout, though, because they can get on the same page. They can talk about the different situations. The clock was stopped because of the incomplete pass. Yes, it does give Elkhart Central another minute to kind of talk about what they want to do, especially if a ball, if a receiver gets caught in bounds, the clock will stop on a first down, hurry up, blob. They're talking about all that. But it's better that Mishawaka knows exactly what they're doing on every situation. Right now, they just can't chase. Keep the ball in front and inside and go tackle somebody.
Corandillo goes out to the left. Johnson and Pearson will be out there again, with Sims to the near side. Wilt Fong from the shotgun. 7.2 seconds left in the first half. Wilt Fong takes the snap. Quick out to Rocha out of the backfield, and Rocha will run out of bounds, and he barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's,
might have got a yard out of it.
Lost some time, but it wasn't worth it for the 1 yard that they gained.
Mishawaka 29.
2.9 seconds. I think they got to try and throw this into the end zone. Oh, they're going to try a field goal. This will be a 47-yarder.
Jacob Kaiser on to try the 47-yarder. The snap is there. The ball down. The placement and the kick on the way. It is no good. Just short of the crossbar as the Kaiser 47-yard attempt. He probably could have made it from 45, but it falls short at the end of the first half.
If Rocha would have picked up a little bit more on that previous play.
That's exactly right. But he wasn't able to. But then again, if he tries to get more, he might have been tackled in bounds. You never know.
Exactly.
It's 28-7, though, here at halftime. Cameron Kalen back with a 2-yard touchdown run for Mishawaka. Sam Shively connected with Isaiah Evans on a 27-yard touchdown pass. Chris Harness with a 1-yard touchdown run. And then for Elkhart Central, the quarterback, Jackson Wilt Fong, found Arian Sims a 52-yard touchdown pass with 5:28 on the clock in the second quarter to make it 20-7 at that point. But then Mishawaka answered and marched right back downfield. Chris Harness with his second touchdown run of the night, a 9-yarder to make it 28-7 after the Isaiah Evans 2-point run for extra point. That came with a minute 11 to play in the first half, and it is 28-7 now at halftime. So we will take a break. When we come back, Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert has an interview for you. Matt Embry in the studios will have an extended look at scores, as many as possible here at halftime on a homecoming night at Elkhart Central. And then we'll be back after that with a rundown for you as well. 28-7, Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central here at halftime. We will send it to the studios right now, as our Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show begins. The Mishawaka Education Foundation, growing a better future. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football, presented by Midland Engineering on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central 28-7 here at halftime on Elkhart Central's homecoming night. A few players out of the field getting loose. The kickers are out. Anyway, got an interesting note from the IHSAA Assistant Commissioner Robert Falkins that he sent to athletic directors last week, and Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard shared it with us. They collected information from 208 games over the first 3 weeks of the high school football season. The average length of a game was 143 minutes, with 90% of the games taking between 124 and 162 minutes. The longest game, 225 minutes to play. I'm guessing there were a lot of passes in that, a lot of scoring, a lot of passes, a few incompletions in those games.
Well, the idea,
or in that game,
yeah, Sean. The idea, and I'm sure what Robert is alluding to is he's a South Bend guy, by the way. In case you didn't know that, Robert Falkins is a LaSalle Lion.
All right,
assistant commissioner of the IHSA in charge of football. But I'm sure what he's alluding to is. Is this 40-second clock shortening the game? And I think what his statistics say is that, yeah, it is. It's, for the most part, it's going a little faster with the 40-second clock. When it is, when the officials are doing it the right way.
Well, and that's to get to your point there. Again, the average length over the first 3 weeks, 143 minutes. The average length over the same 3 weeks last year was 150 minutes. So they are 7 minutes shorter. And over the same three-week period, the games were taken between 150 minutes to 125 and 125 plays. And the plays this year is about 120. So they're down a few plays and down a few minutes as well.
And I know Mr. Saruk is here to my right could tell you that everywhere he goes, this 40-second clock is still in infancy. And a lot of times it is being when that ball goes out of bounds, bam, that just like in college,
right,
that 40-second clock is supposed to start. And you look at some places and, well, I'm going to wait until the ball gets set by the official and all this kind of stuff, and that's not what the 40-second clock, which we're trying to take that out of the hands of the officials and the timekeepers. The idea is put the ball's dead, start the other 40 seconds.
Right, and that's a lot of times in the past you've seen where the ball goes out and you're waiting just for the ball to get down and then for them to start that clock, and so you're right. It's making a lot of difference.
You're exactly right. As a coach, you need to find out soon, quickly, how this official sets the ball.
Right.
Are they going to set it quick? You got to get the play in quick. If they're going to take time, you know you've got a little bit more time. The idea is with the 40-second clock, there should be consistency everywhere you go.
And it seems like, at least early on, it's doing its job. So some interesting numbers that, again, sent from the IHSA, and we'll see how that plays
Indiana
out the long haul.
We are a test state, aren't we, Bill? It hasn't been adopted yet. It's not a national federation rule, but Indiana is a test state for the 40-second clock. And I think from a coach's standpoint, our Indiana Football Coaches Association has been, for the most part, very much in favor of the 40-second clock.
This has been the halftime show presented by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, Growing a Better Future. We are just about ready for second half action, and we'll remind you to stay tuned for the Sonic post-game show. At the end of tonight's game, we'll bring you the Rossini's Pizza carry of the game and the Jays Crunchers crunching tackle of the game as well.
Okay.
Your eyes lit up like, did you bring potato chips?
No, I didn't.
There are no potato chips.
No, I've got a lot of vices, but potato chips aren't one of them. No.
That's all right then.
All right,
Elkhart Central's going to kick off. They're going to be moving from left to right at the start of the second half, again with the Mishawaka Cavemen leading 28-7. It's C.J. Fisher and Donovan Snyder deep for the Cavemen. Fisher on the far side of the field, Snyder on the near side of the field. It's a muggy night here in Elkhart. My glasses keep fogging up on me.
You know what, Sean? We both stepped outside and said, man, it's a hot night. It's a hot night. We got outside and said, boy, it's nice outside.
That's right.
It's hot in here.
If we were on the roof, it'd be perfect, I think.
Yeah.
So Central to kick off. Jacob Kaiser with the ball on the tee at his own 40. He missed that 47-yard field goal by just a yard or two as the first half came to a close. Mishawaka leading 28-7 as the second half gets set to begin. Here comes Kaiser, and the kick is low, and it will bounce. It'll be taken by Fisher back inside the 10. Fisher across the 15-20, on his feet, finds a seam, and Fisher up across the 35-yard line.
Fisher with a nice catch. The ball bounced. It was a line drive kick, bounced, and I guess like a like an infielder just reached to his left and picked the ball up on the hop. That was bounced off his hands and going for a long way behind him.
First and 10 Cavemen at their own 35 as the Mishawaka Cavemen prepare to run the first offensive play of the second half. Motion and Harness right up the middle, right where he left off in the first half. Drives those legs forward across the 40-yard line where he has a good pickup on first down.
Mishawaka had the ball on four possessions in the first half and scored on all four.
And they start off with Chris Harness picking up 8 yards on first down up to the 43-yard line. Harness, Mishawaka's leading rusher with over 500 yards and a 6.4 yard per carry average coming into this game. Motion, and it's going to be a keeper. Shively out to the left. Shively with a man in front of him across the 45-40. Cuts back inside. Now back outside. Down to the 30. 25 as he tiptoes down the sideline. Sam Shively to the 25 of Elkhart Central.
Big run. Big run on the follow. Faked to the fullback. Went down the line of scrimmage. Tucked it up in the tackle end gap. Got a great block by his wide receiver and brought it all the way down to the 25.
A 32-yard gain by Sam Shively down to the central 25-yard line. So just two plays, and the Cavemen are in business once again. There's Donovan Snyder from the halfback. Play fake. Now a fire out down to the 5-yard line. It is going to be caught and into the end zone. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
Not the greatest throw, but when your wide receiver is that open, obviously Elkhart Central is thinking option, and Shively gave a little toss fake, dropped back, and threw the ball up. It took a long time. I thought for sure that ball was going to be intercepted, but the wide receiver had so much room that he hauled in a 25-yard touchdown pass.
It is Bradley Taylor with his first catch of the season, a 25-yard touchdown grab on the pass from Sam Shively and Ryan Watt to kick the extra point right through the uprights as Mishawaka extends its lead to 35-7. Your first downs, of course, on that drive brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Let's take a timeout. 35-7 Mishawaka with 10:59 to play in the third. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. Man, big time going on out there, and it is Dominic Davis, Desmond Johnson, Karen Pearson back deep for Elkhart Central with Mishawaka leading 35-7 as the Cavemen need just three plays to go all the way on the first drive of the second half. They go 65 yards, and I guess it was actually four plays. Davis right up the middle. Davis on his feet across the 30 to the 35, 37-yard line for Elkhart Central as they pick up another nice kickoff return.
Elkhart Central will start at their own 37-yard line. Good field position. They've started. They've had good starting position all night. They've a couple of penalties and a couple of turnovers have hurt them.
So it's Elkhart Central, first and 10. From its own 35-yard line is Jackson Wiltfong. The central quarterback looks to the sideline to get the play call. Wiltfong from the shotgun, two receivers out to the left and to the right, and he will pass it out to the flat. It is caught out there by Johnson as Johnson finds the sideline and gets it up across the 45, and he will take it all the way to the 49-yard line.
nifty little bubble screen. The wide receiver came down and cracked on the outside linebacker, and about 11-yard pickup.
First and 10 Central at its own 49-yard line now, 10:44 to play here in the third quarter. 35-7, Mishawaka leading the Cavemen, and he went out of bounds, so the clock stays stopped. From the shotgun, Wilp Fong hands off to Rocha. Rocha right up the middle across the 45 of Mishawaka to the 44-yard line.
Elkhart Central had a little bit going on towards the end of the first half. They scored on the 53-yard touchdown pass, and then the drive right before the half missed the field goal. But they've put together two pretty good drives in a row.
The shotgun snap to Wilfong. He hands off to Rocha, who runs off to the left side. Rocha will be brought down to the far side of the field by Derek Dawson, their leading tackler, who came into this game with 38.5 tackles, leading Noah Staten by just a half tackle coming into tonight. It's a first down for the Blazers. Up to the Mishawaka 39-yard line. Toss play comes to the near side to Rocha. Rocha at the 40 is going to be dropped for a loss. That's Isaiah Evans who comes up from the secondary to get him there. Just too slow developing that time on the right side.
Yeah, tried to run the toss to the wide side of the field. Evans ran it down for a loss of about two. Nice defense.
35-7, Mishawaka on top. It's going to be second down and 12. At the 40-yard line. Wilt Fong from the shotgun. Quick look out to the right. Nearly knocked away, but Sims makes the catch. Bryce McDonald made a play for it. Sims is able to make the catch, though. I saw Bryce McDonald just swore in with the Marine Corps in Indianapolis the other day.
Nine-yard pickup, and had to be thrown on rhythm, and it was. Quick throw, quick catch.
The football up to the 31-yard line for Elkhart Central, where it's third down and three. Wilt Fong from the pistol with Rocha down the three-point stance behind him. Handoff goes to Rocha. Rocha across the 25-yard line and a flag at the end of the play. So let's see what this is going to be. He had first down yardage. And let's see what the flag is.
Originally a pickup of eight.
It's going to be a face mask, so Central will get even more.
Yep, we're going to tag some more on with the face mask penalty.
Mishawaka leading 35-7.
It's a five-yard penalty.
And it moves it up to the 18-yard line. Jackson Wilt Fong looks to the sideline for the play. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Rocha, the running back, set off to Wilt Fong's left side. Wilt Fong looks left. Now pump fake down to the end zone. It is going to be broken up in the end zone.
Sims ran a double move, had his man beat, but the ball was a little underthrown and allowed Mishawaka the opportunity to come back and break that up.
He was looking for Sims. Devin Jimenez was back there to swat it away in the end zone to prevent an Elkhart Central touchdown pass. They had the long touchdown pass in the first half, their only score of the night. It is now second and 10 from the 18 for the Blazers. 8:59 to play in the third quarter as Jackson Wilt Fong again stares at the sideline for the play call. Wilt Fong from the shotgun and back behind him in the three-point stance is Rocha, the running back. Two receivers either side. The play fake, and the keeper comes to the near side. Inside the 10 goes the quarterback, Wilt Fong, and another flag at the end of the play.
Faked the dive and then kept around right end. Had a nice run for about 7-8 yards, but I think this is going to come back.
Still waiting on the call, and this is going to be a hold on Elkhart Central. There were a couple men down there, a couple blockers. Inside the 10 at the end of that run. So the hold is going to push the Blazers back to the 18-yard line, it looks like.
Going to wind up, I think, being a penalty of nothing. Maybe a 10-yard gain and a 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, it ended up a wash on that one. So it'll be second and 10 for Elkhart Central. And again, two men on either side of the formation. Wilt Fong from the shotgun will fire it out to the right. It's going to be broken up right away. A short pass that time as Dawson as well as McDonald both out there in the flat for Mishawaka. So that'll bring up third and 10, and what you would have to imagine is four down territory for the Blazers, trailing Mishawaka 35-7 with 8:53 on the clock in the third. Wilt Fong again from the shotgun. He will fake the handoff to Rocha. Instead, the jet sweep coming around to the near side, down inside the five-yard line. First down pickup for Elkhart Central. It was Dominic Davis, the sophomore who had a couple nice kick returns earlier, including the last one. It's going to be first and goal, Elkhart Central.
You're going to mark it at the five-yard line. It's going to be first and goal, Sean. They faked the dive to the left out of the pistol formation, and the wide receiver came back on the old end around, I guess, and a 12-yard gain. Elkhart Central has made some yardage in this drive running the football.
Shotgun Wilt Fong, first and goal. At the five, inside, handoff to a wide receiver, and the ball's knocked out of there. Ball on the ground. It is going to be, it looks like, Mishawaka football.
They tried to run the jet sweep that time, and a good hit. I'm sorry I can't tell you who made it, but somebody from that interior came up and made a nice hit on the ball carrier, and the ball came out.
So on first and goal, it's a fumble, and that is a big candidate for our Jace Crunchers crunching tackle of the game at the end of the game. Stay tuned, and we will let you know.
It would even be a bigger opportunity if we know who made it.
Yes, I saw Derek Dawson kind of getting a pat on the head coming
okay.
out of there, so
right.
I'll guess that he had something to do with either knocking it out or with recovering it
all
anyway.
Right. They'll start from their own seven.
It was hard to tell, though, because you know how it is, those big pile-ups like that.
A mass of humanity.
Harness with a handoff from the 7 into open field, and Harness will take it all the way across the 20 to the 23-yard line.
16-yard pickup. This is the worst field position for Mishawaka, their starting position at their own 7-yard line.
That first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. 35-7. Mishawaka leading Elkhart Central, and Central. So the recovery went to Ryan Watt, it looks like, and Noah Staten knocked that ball out of there on that fumble. It's good to have a spotter in the other side of the field,
it is.
Isn't it?
It is very good. Thanks, Miller.
Brian Miller picking us up tonight. He takes the night off, but he goes to a football game anyway.
How about that? Family night at the ball yard.
That's right. Pick up a 4 on first down. Second and 6 coming up for Mishawaka. And it looks like Blake Brown is in the backfield. With Donovan Snyder coming in motion, Brown takes the handoff as he dives to the 30-yard line. I don't know Harness's yardage. I've got to imagine he's somewhere around the century mark for tonight, though, the way he's been running.
In the first half, Mishawaka had 252 total yards, 57 through the air, so that's 195 yards rushing. And they've had over 100 yards of total offense here in the second half already. A lot of that is Harness.
Third and 2, Mishawaka at its own 31-yard line. Shively tosses it out to Snyder. Snyder into open field across the 40, 45, 50. Snyder on the far side across the 45 inside the Blue Blazer 45-yard line.
About a 22-yard run down the sideline and the option work to perfection. And another first down. And Sean, feel free to correct any of my math.
Well, I'm trying to do it myself, so I think I have a pickup of around, let me see, 33 yards. Does that sound right?
Sounds
23?
Fun.
No, hold it. 27. 27.
Okay. All right.
What did you have?
I had 22, so we took the average. That's fine.
Toss comes to right. Their side.
And, folks, if you've ever been in a big-time press box, they have these TVs right in front of these announcers, and the yardage comes up instantaneously.
That's right.
They are fed all this information, and Sean and I have to sit here and...
We don't have that. We do our own math. I had that play starting at the 31. It ended up at the 42, so that's 73, which would make it a 27-yard pickup then.
Yep. You're right.
So it is second down and 9 now. Motion. And Shively will keep it himself around the right across the 40. Shively heading toward the sideline. Now cuts back inside. Shively still on his feet. Cutting across the middle of the field. Here comes Shively across the 30, 25, 20. Shively still going. Inside the 10. Cuts it back inside. And finally he's down at the 5-yard line.
That is an amazing 36-yard run. He probably ran about 80 yards to go those 36. He went all the way to the right sideline, came all the way back to the left. I think all 11 players for Elkhart Central had at least one shot at him.
That's right.
And he carried it down to the 5-yard line.
Boy, it wasn't a touchdown, but that'll be a candidate for Rossini's carry of the game at the end of the game. So first and goal at the 5 for Mishawaka after the long run by Sam Shively. And the handoff, Blake Brown. Brown off to the left is smashed at the 1-yard line, trying to backpedal his way into the end zone. He has stopped short, though. He'll be marked down just inches shy of the goal line. Well, we've gone from heat to getting attacked by bugs up here, Coach. I don't know about you.
It's a 7-year plague. We're not getting attacked. I mean, this.
It'll be second and goal at the 1 now for the Cavemen. They already lead 35-7. Blake Brown is the fullback. Snyder and Kalen Beck are the halfbacks. Blake Brown walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
Miller's about to text me how beautiful it is sitting out in the stands.
Well, with the equipment we have, we can go all wireless. I mean, yeah. We probably should have just joined him over there tonight.
You know? Yeah.
So Blake Brown with a 1-yard touchdown run. And
it's all about the outcome.
That's
and right.
Right
now, that's in Mishawaka's favor.
Patton Snyder to attempt the extra point. Ryan Watt had one earlier. Snyder waits and a flag down at the snap.
I think we had a false start. Dead ball offside Elkhart Central. So they're going to move this another yard and a half.
4:22 on the clock here in the third quarter. What a run, though, by Sam Shively. He was pinned across the far sideline, then made a couple of little jump cuts over there as he came back to the middle field. Then, like you said, he might have run even more than 80 yards by the time it was all said and done.
Amazing.
He ran from sideline to sideline all the way down at the 5-yard line. And that play started at the 41. Now Snyder with the extra point kick, and it is good. So with 4:22 left in the third quarter, it's Mishawaka 42, Elkhart Central 7. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. Desmond Johnson, Karen Pearson, and Dominic Davis deep again for Elkhart Central. Mishawaka leading 42-7. 4:22 to play in the third quarter. It is going to be Johnson to take the kickoff. Johnson into the middle of the field. Johnson across the 30, and he's tackled there.
Six drives, six touchdowns. The last one for Mishawaka, 93 yards, 8 plays.
Pretty good efficiency they've had offensively tonight.
Not bad.
Yep. So with 4:15 to play in the third, Elkhart Central has the football, trailing 42-7.
Remember, Elkhart Central got down to the 5-yard line before fumbling on their last series. They have been moving the ball a little bit on offense.
But a big touchdown drive for Mishawaka to answer. Back to throw. Wilt Fong fires down the middle of the field for Sims, and it is going to be intercepted. C.J. Fisher with a football. Fisher back across midfield. Fisher to the 45, and on the far sideline, he's knocked out of bounds. Well, C.J. Fisher with the interception.
That's the last thing that Elkhart Central needed, but it's great to see Mishawaka's defense step up. Made a big play, a big hit on the last series, and recovered a fumble. And now to turn around and on first down to pick off a long pass. The Elkhart Central receiver fell down, but Sims almost came over and had a part of that play. But a nice interception from Mishawaka.
And it looks like we've got a timeout taken on the field, so we'll take a quick 30 as well with 4:01 to play here on the third after the changeover. It is Mishawaka football at the Central 43. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka football on WS. Thank you very much, Matt. And Mishawaka ended up taking a timeout after that stoppage on the field. So now they have it first and 10 at the 42 of Elkhart Central. And the keeper by Sam Shively. Actually, Josh Gill is now the quarterback. And Gill had a long touchdown run last week. He ended up 6 carries for 77 yards and a touchdown run of 53 yards against Clay last week in the fourth quarter. Picked up a couple yards on first down. It's now 2nd and 8 from the 40. And we have a slew of reserves in there, it looks like, for Mishawaka. In addition to Gill, Blake Brown is the fullback, and Brown will keep it, or take the handoff, rather, and the dive just drives those legs right up the middle for a nice gain on second down.
Sean, I'm sure that's why Bart wanted to take the timeout, make sure he had all his subs in, and didn't want the number twos to start with a 5-yard penalty for not having enough guys on or maybe too many in the huddle. So, good timeout.
Donovan Snyder is out to the left, or out to the right, rather, as Josh Gill lets the clock wind. Motion out of the wing by Taylor, and the handoff goes right back up the middle again to Blake Brown. He'll be close to first down yardage.
This is 4-down territory. Not that Mishawaka needs to score again, but they want the ball in their hands. They can control the clock a lot easier with the ball in their hands than Elkhart Central throwing the ball and stopping with first downs or incomplete passes.
Ethan Fowler is in at one of the halfback positions. Josh Gill comes up under center. Bradley Taylor is the left halfback under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter as Gill lets the clock wind and too much time, I believe. Or
yeah, an illegal procedure or against Mishawaka. And Gill did a nice job. Gill did a very nice job of letting the clock run down. But in doing so, kind of held those offensive linemen a little bit longer than what they're used to in their stance. Now, Mishawaka's in punt formation for the first time tonight.
Kalen Beck is back to punt on 4th and 7 with 1:38 to play in the third. Looks like the deep man is Johnson for Elkhart Central, set up at his own 5-yard line. Kalen Beck takes the snap under a little bit of pressure, gets it away high, and a fair catch being signaled for. Now it is dropped, and the ball is loose, and it is picked up by Mishawaka. I believe it'll be a muff, and Mishawaka will have it down around the 5-yard line.
Well, you can't advance a muff punt
That's about turnover number five.
So Desmond Johnson was signaling a fair catch, but then he couldn't hold on to the ball. It went right through his hands. It was recovered by Mishawaka, and the Cavemen are going to have the football, it looks like, down around the six-yard line.
I think what Bill Sarukas just indicated, that I think we had an inadvertent whistle, which would kill the play and give the ball to Elkhart Central.
Now, I heard the whistle, but it didn't sound like it was being blown until Mishawaka. They hadn't quite controlled it, but they were in the process of picking it up anyway. But
well, we will replay the down because of the inadvertent whistle.
No, I thought an inadvertent whistle, it's just would be the offense's ball where the ball was touched, but could be wrong about that. The officials are still conferring out on the field, but they have taken the football back to the 38-yard line, where it looks like Mishawaka is going to have to punt once again. And Bart Curtis was actually out getting the explanation from the officials on the far side of the field.
Because it is a loose ball play, we replay the down.
All right.
It's kind of nice having a state champion official sitting next to you.
That's right. We get all the. It's like we've got our own Mike Ferreira sitting right there.
Exactly.
We don't have to. We can just throw him a microphone and get all the explanations we need. So this time, Caleb Beck takes the snap, and Elkhart Central is going to let it bounce. It will bounce down inside the 10 and roll into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback as Elkhart Central won't waste its time trying to worry about a fair catch or anything. They'll just take it out to the 20-yard line.
Once burnt, twice learnt.
That's right.
And I will throw props out to Bob Kanya and his crew, of which Bill was on for a long time. How many state championships did you guys do? 7 state championships. That's
a few.
That's an outstanding crew.
1st and 10 Central at the 20. Play action and a long pass to the near side. It's broken up, but a flag comes down. It was intended for Arian Sims at the 45-yard line. Devin Jimenez, who broke up the pass in the end zone earlier that was intended for Sims, was there defensively, and he is going to be called for pass interference this time.
Yep.
Interference against Mishawaka.
I thought it was pretty good coverage, but then I don't know what pass interference is anymore. I watch Sunday games, I watch Saturday games, I watch Friday games.
Well, I think if you're...
I have no idea.
Mishawaka and you're up by 35, you can play a little more aggressive defensively anyway, but you're right about that. It's the rules have changed so much over the years on what is and what isn't. It'll be first down Blazers at their own 35-yard line. A minute to play in the third. The reverse comes around to the near side. Karen Pearson brought it up across the 40 to the 42.
That's that little reverse.
All right, Matt Embry, we apologize for that technical delay. We're on a wireless signal here tonight at Elkhart Central. And just as we came back, Central got the ball up to the Mishawaka 41-yard line at the end of the third quarter. It's 42-7. Mishawaka on top of Elkhart Central. So let's take a timeout and then back with fourth quarter action with Mishawaka leading by 35 points. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. All right, thank you, Matt. And Matt, we'll have all the scores in the Sonic postgame show later on as well. Elkhart Central with a run by Ricky Rocha up to the Mishawaka 38-yard line. It is 3rd and 1 for Elkhart Central. Mishawaka leading 42-7 at the start of the fourth quarter. Trips to the short side of the field. One receiver flanked out far to the right. Rocha takes the handoff left. He will cross the 35 before being brought down. Joseph Willis was the first to hit him.
Drive started at the 20 and was aided by a 15-yard pass interference penalty. But Elkhart has moved the ball down to the Mishawaka 34 and a nice little drive.
Elkhart Central under first-year head coach Josh Shattuck, 2-3 coming into this game. Mishawaka with a record of 3-2, having won two in a row, both an NIC play. The end-around comes to the near side. A spin move made by Dominic Davis as he crosses the 30. Dominic Davis with some shifty moves. He's just 5'4" and 140 pounds. That low center of gravity, though, and he's got a little speed and quickness to it.
Yeah, nice little run. Took advantage of his blockers.
Pick up of 5 makes it 2nd and 5 Central at the Mishawaka 29-yard line. Jackson Wiltfong, the quarterback from the shotgun. Man in motion. Wiltfong fakes it to him, keeps it himself. Comes up the middle with a little stutter step as he crosses the 25 down near the 23.
Pickup of about 6 yards and another first down. And there are a lot of clean white shirts on the Mishawaka defense. They haven't subbed completely, but they've played a lot of kids earlier in the game too. So nice job of subbing.
They did last week, and they've done so this week as well. Collings comes in motion. Wiltfong keeps it himself and goes right from behind. He'll be tackled by Joseph Willis, who dives at his ankles and brings the quarterback down near the 20-yard line.
You know, this is the time of year, Sean, we're getting towards sectional, winding down. There's a couple of big, a lot of teams left. Mishawaka still has St. Joe, Marion, and Penn left on the schedule. But Bart is trying to keep people healthy right now.
To the 19-yard line where it's 2nd and 5 as Wiltfong just keeps picking up little pieces of yards. He fakes the handoff and keeps it himself and runs right up the middle again inside the 15 for another Central first down.
Yeah, Bart called him handy at the beginning of the game when I was down in the field talking to him. He said Wiltfong is a handy quarterback, and he's exactly right. He throws the ball pretty good. He's had success carrying the ball. He put the ball on the ground once, which is a no-no, but for the most part, he's a nice-looking quarterback.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. One receiver from the right comes in motion. Handoff goes to Rocha. Rocha comes to the left inside the 10. Rocha, shy of the 5-yard line, is knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, Elkhart Central will still had their running backs going down in their stance when the wide receiver went in motion, but they got away with one.
8:53 to play here in the ball game. Mishawaka leading Elkhart Central 42-7. It'll be 2nd down and a yard for Central at the Mishawaka 5-yard line. Wiltfong fakes the handoff. Now he does hand it off on an end around to Davis, who is coming around from a wide receiver position. And he'll be stopped for a loss in the backfield.
Loses back to the 10-yard line.
Nice play by Joe Willis, inside linebacker. Read the play, shot through the tackle end gap, better known as C-gap, and made the play.
3rd down and 6 for the Blazers with the ball on the 10-yard line of Mishawaka. Wiltfong will give it to Rocha. Rocha dives up the middle. He will get down close to the 6-yard line. Let's see where they spot him. He'll be shy of the first down.
Sergeant this time on the stop. 4th down and a long 2.
4th down and about 3. So
he spotted, looks like between the 7 and 8 yard line. So it is fourth and two as Jackson Wilpfong with a hard count now comes up and looks to the sideline with 7:40 and counting to play here in the ball game. 10 on the game clock, or the play clock rather. Wilpfong fakes it, fires a slant inside. A diving catch is made. Touchdown, Elkhart Central. It is going to be Arian Sims with his second touchdown catch of the night.
A 15-play drive that went 80 yards, culminating in Elkhart Central's second score of the night. Nice throw by Wilpfong, hit Sims, who was split wide to the right on a little three-step slant.
Guys are in to attempt the extra point for Elkhart Central. It is now 42-13 with the extra point coming. The ball down and the kick is on the way, and he drills it right through the uprights. An 8-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Wilpfong to Arian Sims makes it 42-14. Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central. 7:32 remaining. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka football on WSB. Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central with 7:32 remaining in the game here in Elkhart. Sam Shively, the Mishawaka quarterback, is one of the deep men along with Aaron LaCloyce for Mishawaka as the ball sails over their heads and into the end zone for a touchdown, or a touchback rather. I'm sorry.
Well, Coach Curtis,
that'd be a crazy touchdown.
Yeah. Coach Curtis was concerned that maybe Elkhart Central, still with seven some minutes to go, would try an onside kick. So he had his hands unit on the field, and I'm sure there's no backup hands team, and that's probably why LaCroix and Shively were out deep.
Good point. As the number two offense stays on the field, Ethan Fowler is one of the halfbacks. Joshua Gill is the quarterback. Blake Brown is the fullback.
We can go ahead and run it. This clock isn't going to start until the ball is snapped. He's letting the play clock run down, but that's inexperience.
A toss goes out to Ethan Fowler. Fowler going to the left, and Fowler, as Joshua Gill was plowed, got the pitch away, out to Fowler, and he picks up a first down, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
10 yards, 11 yards on first down. Dangerous pitch.
Yeah.
Dangerous pitch.
Davon Parker is one of the halfbacks as well.
But when you run this offense every day, I guess it's not as dangerous.
Maybe not. Maybe not. So Fowler comes up under center on first and 10. The keeper goes to the left side. I thought second that he handed it off to Blake Brown, but Fowler keeps it and goes left. He is knocked out of bounds, and that's the situation there where if you're the Mishawaka quarterback, you got to find a way to go down in bounds.
Yeah, try and stay in bounds, but he picked up about 6 yards on first down, so it's an efficient play, even though the clock is stopped.
Take it out, boy.
To the 38-yard line for Mishawaka.
And Joshua Gill knows that, yeah, I should have kept the clock going, but at least I'm going to get a little more playing time.
He looked back at the game clock and checked it. The handoff goes to Brown. Brown rumbling forward. Brown to midfield. Elkhart Central defender had him by the jersey from behind, slowing him down. Otherwise, he might have just kept on running right through that defense and right down the field.
14-yard play.
In the blaze of territory at the
ended up going to the Central 48-yard line, where it's another Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first down. 42-14, Mishawaka leads Elkhart Central. .638 to play in this ball game. Joshua Gill is waiting for the play clock to wind down. I don't think he realizes the game clock was still stopped. He pitched it back out there to the left side, and that one nearly hit the ground, but it was caught back at midfield.
Fowler
managed to take that pitch, and it'll be back at the 50-yard line, just across the 50, where it'll be second and 12 for the Cavemen. Well, next week, Mishawaka heads to St. Joseph, and the Indians starting to get on a little bit of a roll here the last couple of weeks, so that'll be an interesting matchup.
Brian Witten's got them playing.
Now, right up the middle on the dive, that goes up to the 45-yard line.
Start on the carry. Ball down to the Blazer 45-yard line.
And that was Sergeant on the carry for Mishawaka. He is now in at the fullback position. It is third and seven from the 45. As Gill lets the clock wind a few more ticks. The give is to the fullback once again as Starrett plunges right up the middle. Ryan Starrett is the fullback. And that will get to the in between the 42 and the 43 of Elkhart Central, where it'll be fourth and four for the Cavemen. They officially put it at the 42.
Yeah, and they're going for it right now.
Mishawaka keeps rotating fullbacks in there, and the handoff is stuffed, and Elkhart Central will take over on downs.
Mishawaka getting a lot of kids in the game.
So Central takes the ball back with 4:20 remaining, with Mishawaka leading 42-14. With Scott Bovenkirk, I'm Sean Stiers. Matthew Embry will have all the scores from around the area in our Sonic Drive-In post-game show. We'll also bring you our Rossini's Carry the Game and the Jays Crunchers Crunching Hits of the Game. First and 10 for the Blazers at their own 41-yard line. And now Central brings in some backups as well. The backup quarterback, Rife, hands it off to Derek Bradbury.
And a nice job by Elkhart Central and Coach Shattuck to get his twos in the game and give them some playing time. The outcome of this game is not in doubt. Good to see a lot of kids play.
Handoff goes right back up the middle. Bradbury once again for Elkhart Central. Picks up just a couple of yards. It's going to be third and long coming up for the Blazers. Under 3.5 minutes remaining. Football will be spotted at the 44-yard line.
First thing my wife would ask me when I came home is, did everybody play? And unfortunately, most of the time the answer was no, but the more kids you can get in the game, the better it is. These kids practice all week. They practice hard in this heat, just like the ones did.
Quarterback keeper, and it's going to be stumped in the backfield inside the 40-yard line. So it's going to bring up fourth and long for Elkhart Central. And let's see if they go for it with the backups. They haven't put the ball in the air yet. This is going to be fourth and 13 for Central at their own 39.
Reese was brought down back at 39, bringing up a fourth and 12.
Mishawaka about to win its third straight game and will improve to 4-2. Low snap to the quarterback, under pressure, and he's going to be dropped back around the 38-yard line.
Loss of one, so officially that's the first sack of the night for the Cavemen. And Mishawaka takes over.
First down, Mishawaka out there at the Blazer, 42.
So with 2:23 remaining, Mishawaka will take over once again. And by the way, I believe that last drive by Mishawaka, that was the first time tonight they didn't score when they had the
second.
Ball. Was it the second?
Okay. Yeah. The one scored every time they had the ball. The twos were in for two series.
That's right. They got stopped.
Not.
You're right. Yep. Okay. They got stopped before that. We do have a timeout taken, so we'll take a quick one as well. With 2:23 remaining and Mishawaka leading Elkhart Central 42-14. This is Mishawaka football on WSB. Mishawaka leading Elkhart Central 42-14, waiting for the timeout to end here. Again, the Cavemen will be at St. Joseph next week. Central had lost three straight games coming into this one by finals of 28-7, 21-7. And 34-7. They're trailing this one 42-14, about to lose their fourth straight as Mishawaka is just 2:23 away from its third straight victory. Gill with the pitch to the far side, over to the sideline, and they will keep the clock running.
Ball carrier run out of bounds.
Generous by the head linesman to keep that clock running. That's great.
We have your attention, please. Please think about this on your drive home tonight.
Under 2 minutes remaining.
The band, you may end up playing the heart.
Josh Gill comes up behind center for the Cavemen. Motion, and the handoff goes right up the middle. A lot of fresh white jerseys out there on the field for the Cavemen as they're a little bit closer to another victory here tonight. And unfortunately, we don't have a full roster with us for the Cavemen here tonight, so we don't have a lot of these guys because we're looking at third-team guys out there right now.
Yeah, we're well.
Which, as you said, is great for the team.
We're past the two deep. Yeah,
that's
good.
Right.
Mommy and Daddy's here. They're watching their son play. That's what it's about.
Whoa! Pitch is on the field, and it is going to be picked up by Mishawaka. Coming back to the near side, and it's knocked out once again. And now Elkhart Central picks it up, and it's knocked out once again. And Mishawaka just might get this ball back.
If they do, it's going to be a first down because the ball definitely changed hands about three different times.
And it is going to be Mishawaka football.
Mishawaka is going to recover.
Mishawaka on the third fumble.
And they wind the clock
on that play as well. That's a mistake because there was a change of possession.
Yeah.
But I'm all for it. Believe me.
These guys are just saying, okay, come on.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're saying it's fourth down. That's not the right call either.
No, there's no way it's fourth down because of what you just said. Yep. The Central guy had the ball, and he ran at least
Elkhart
5 yards
Central
with a football.
Picked it up, ran it back, and then fumbled. That would possession back. But the play clock is greater than the time. Therefore, nobody is going to complain.
The seconds count down, and that's going to be the end of the game. 42-14, so a crazy way for the game to end. First the pitch was on the field, then a Mishawaka player picked it up, then he fumbled, and the ball went back into Mishawaka territory. An Elkhart Central player picked it up. He started running with it, but it was knocked away from him, and then Mishawaka got it back, and absolutely right. It should have been a first down. It obviously didn't matter, but the Central player had run at least 5 yards with it before it was knocked away from him. But in any case, Mishawaka wins 42-14, and that's the most important thing.
The only